Wes, in that last question, you mentioned running trail cameras. Explain to me the process that you use for mule deers. Obviously, I've got a lot of visitors that are really well-versed on trail cameras for whitetails, but like, what is the process for mule deer? What are you looking for, and how do you hang them?
Well, it depends on where you are, obviously, if water's key. Last year, again, I was in the Arizona desert, so water was a very high focal point, so I spent a lot of time on Google Earth, and Google Earth ended up being my best scouting tool. So I would find the farthest spot of water from any major access road, four-wheel drive access or ATV access roads, especially stuff that was cordoned off or actually roads that were closed, and then I would ride my bike in to get to those places I could find on Google Earth and set up cameras on water. In other places where food is key, like say you've got a corridor that there's some alfalfa or some, you know, a farm ground, ranch ground like we used to lease, then travel patterns are key. But mostly what you're doing there is the deer are going in and out, and you know that. You're just trying to get a picture of the buck that you actually want to kill. When you're going into a new area, as basic as it sounds, I would put BB squared in my pack and I would hike into somewhere and set up a camera. Now, obviously that has to be where that's legal, but getting the information from a trail camera on a buck that's, you know, going through his summer feeding pattern and about to strip his velvet before he actually strips his velvet and say season starts, or right at the same time season starts, that information is paramount.